This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Three teenagers have been charged in the fatal shooting of a Cleveland police detective and an informant during what authorities believe was a robbery attempt. 18-year-old David McDaniel Jr. was charged Tuesday with aggravated murder. Two other teens face charges in juvenile court. They're accused of fatally shooting 53-year-old detective James Skernovitz and 50-year-old informant Scott Dingus on Thursday night, as they sat in Skernovitz's unmarked police car. Police have said Skernovitz and Dingus were on an undercover drug operation that night. Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose says the record amount of absentee ballots expected to be cast this fall means outcomes could take longer for races that are too close to call. Mail-in absentee ballots must be postmarked the day before the election and have up to 10 days to arrive at a local board of elections. LaRose says the state will report the number of outstanding absentee ballots so people can have a sense of how close a race still is. Each county board of elections will also have a drop box for absentee ballots to be personally delivered. An internet conspiracy claims some federal coronavirus funds will be used to separate children from parents in quarantine. Governor Mike DeWine on Tuesday said he's had so many calls and emails about it, he had to speak out.
I can't spend an hour and a half every time just talking about every rumor that's up on the internet. I mean, what we have tried to do since March when this started was to give people the best information that we could.
DeWine says the rumor misinterprets a federal emergency management agency order that pays for temporary housing for people in congregate housing. The governor says that includes medical personnel and first responders trying to keep from exposing their families to the virus. Ohio is back on a travel advisory list issued by the state of New York due to an increase in coronavirus cases. Ohio last month was removed from New York's risk list after the rate of new COVID-19 cases had declined. Ohioans now visiting New York City or other popular destinations like Chautauqua must quarantine for 14 days upon arrival. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says one out of five new cases in his city are due to out-of-state visitors. Ohio, meanwhile, has six states on its travel advisory list: Alabama, Iowa, Kansas, South Dakota, North Dakota, and Nevada. Ohio does not require a two-week quarantine for travelers. After peaking September 1st, Ohio has seen a decline in new cases over the past 3 days, with levels well below the three-week average. It was a rough first day back at school for some Summit County school districts. The Beacon Journal reports internet issues caused problems at Barberton, Coventry, Copley, Fairlawn, Manchester, Norton, Revere, and Stowe Monroe Falls on Tuesday. The district's contract with Cuyahoga Falls-based NeoNet for internet services. But NeoNet Assistant Director Christopher Zala tells the newspaper the issue was with Securely, a separately contracted software system. Thousands of Ohioans who received unemployment benefits during the pandemic have been told they were overpaid. The Ohio Department of Job and Family Services says 6% of the nearly 800,000 Ohioans paid unemployment benefits have been alerted of the overpayment. It's about 48,000 people. People who believe they received an overpayment alert by mistake have 3 weeks to file an appeal. If overpayments aren't paid back, the money could be taken from future benefits or a collections process could begin. This is WKSU.